Today, trade surprises on the upside in September. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. For all those out there who think I only look at the bad news, the ABS released the September 2019 trade data today, and it was good news. The surplus rebounded to a near record high, led by exports hitting $7.2 billion, compared with a restated $6.6 billion in August, which in itself was an upgrade from the original $5.9 billion. This was significantly higher than market expectations and will likely help the next GDP result shortly. The export sector of the economy grew by a significant 3.5%, while imports were up by 2.5%, both better than many economists were calling. The September quarter trade surpluses widened to $20.9 billion, up by $1.6 billion on the previous quarter, and this should be sufficient to keep the current account in surplus, remembering that it went positive in the June 2019 quarter for the first time since June 1973. On the export side of the ledger, earnings increased by $1.5 billion in the month, rising to $43.2 billion. Coal was a source of weakness, though, easing by $0.3 billion in the month. Elsewhere, there was broad-based strength. Notably, gains were evident in gold, which is often volatile in its own right, up $0.6 billion. Metal ores was up by $0.3 billion, despite the lower spot price for iron ore, and fuels rose by $0.4 billion, and rural goods increased by $0.24 billion despite the drought. Looking at the specific commodities and countries, between August and September 2019, the largest recorded movements included iron ore lump, which was down $372 million or 15%, with quantities down 15%, and exports to mainland China fell $217 million, down 11%, with quantities down 10% and unit values down 1%. Japan fell $60 million, down 18%, with quantities down 70% and unit values down 2%. And the Republic of Korea fell $56 million, or down 36%, with quantities down 52% and unit values up 32%. Iron ore fines were down $162 million, or 2%. With quantities down 2%, and exports to the Republic of Korea fell $189 million, or down 42%, with quantities down 40% and unit values down 3%. Taiwan fell $40 million, down 15%, with quantities down 1%, and China rose $35 million, or 1%. Hard coking coal was down $183 million, or 7%, with quantities down 3% and unit values down 4%. And exports fell to Japan, down $128 million or 30%, with quantities down 20% and unit values down 13%. India fell $94 million, down 16%, with quantities down 15% and unit values down 2%. The Netherlands fell $68 million, down 44%, with quantities down 42% and unit values down 5%. And Taiwan rose $53 million, or 54%, with quantities up 72% and unit values down 10%. And China rose $35 million, or 4%, with quantities up 3% and unit values up 1%. Semi-soft coal was down $39 million, or 5%, with quantities down 5% and unit values up 1%. And exports to China fell $94 million, or 62%, with quantities down 64% and unit values up 6%. India fell $32 million, down 23%, with quantities down 17%, and unit values down 7%, and Japan rose $78 million, 29%, with quantities up 26%, and unit values up 3%. Thermal coal was down $72 million, or 4%, with unit values down 4%, and exports to Japan fell $99 million, or 12%. With quantities down 10% and unit values down 2%, China fell $79 million, or 25%, with quantities down 22%, and unit values fell 4%. Malaysia fell $31 million, down 52%, with quantities down 51% and unit values down 2%, and the Republic of Korea rose $132 million, or 68%, with quantities up 84% and unit values down 8%. And finally, liquefied natural gas, or LNG, was down $195 million, or 4%, with quantities down 12% and unit values up 9%. And in the month of September, the import bill increased by $0.9 billion to $36 million. Strength was led by fuels at $0.2 billion and by other capital goods, $0.6 billion, with a partial offset from gold pulling back from elevated levels by $0.4 billion. So overall, we think this will add 0.1% to 0.2% to growth in the September quarter. But I can't help but think that the Australian export machine is having to run ever faster to stand still. And of course, the iron ore price remains a significant risk, sitting now at around $82 compared with the $120 previously. We remain very trade exposed and in the hands of the US-China trade wars, among other factors, but let's celebrate the good news today. And hopefully we will find some more good news soon, though the economic storm clouds remain firmly in view and the skies do appear to be darkening. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.